hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. Jimmy the Bubble Boy is here, as well as CJ. And, of course, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating is hanging over today to finally complete his Paddy Open Water Course final exam. Now, he's looking at me, shaking his head, like, I'm not sure this is going to work. He's postponed it 2 weeks now. You're ready, aren't you?
I didn't postpone it 2 weeks.
Well, what did you do?
You couldn't do it the 1 week. Then you came
Yeah. And I said, are you ready? And you said, no, I wanted to work on the dive tables. Then what I told him, I said, during the first hour of Scuba Radio, you can review your materials, your knowledge review, work through your little workbook on the dive tables, which kind of tripped him up a little bit. It trips everybody up initially because it's a little confusing when you're working with these dive tables as part of your open water training certification, and especially when most people are using computers and the digital dive table, RPDP or something, whatever. But anyway, so he has a little workbook.
DP.
Yeah. He has a workbook that he worked through some of these problems. And then, you know, he can do the final exam. He got everything else right. He had learned it pretty well from going over his quizzes for each module. And but he's confused, or he thought I would help him. I can't help him at the same time while I'm on the radio. I can't go over these dive table questions with him while we're actually doing the show.
You know what I see?
That's very visual.
What?
Well, yeah, but the dive tables are very visual. That's going to be very difficult to explain what's going on to everyone back home. Now, we answered a lot of the questions from the quizzes and the knowledge reviews from the different sections and modules of your...
everyone, what we'd like you to do is to open up your training module and pull out your chart, all right? Pull out that dive table chart. All right, we're going to look at it now. And just start where it says 65. You see where it says 65?
No.
Just start there.
Okay.
And now move over. And now put your finger down right there. That's good. And now go to the bottom of that column. See, it's easy.
It's P.
It's easy.
It's L. It's P. It's L. Okay.
Look
at the workbook.
Steely-eyed confidence.
Yes. He'll get it. So you got about, 55 minutes to practice or prepare, and then we'll give you this hour two to do the exam. Is that fair, Patrick? Are you good with that? And then, okay, during the commercial breaks, I'll help you through a problem on the dive table. But just go work through the book. Just do one section, plan a dive with a dive table, and then... work through that, understand that, and then the next question will add a surface interval. So let's say we do 60 feet for 20 minutes, figure that out on the dive table. Okay, that'll make you a pressure group N, all right, or something like that. Let's say, for example, all right? I don't know if that's true or not. After 60 feet for 20 minutes, what letter does that make? Now, this is very... that makes you a G diver. So you're in the G pressure group, which means this is how we... look at or track your nitrogen absorption to keep you in a safe state when it comes to multiple dives and getting too much nitrogen buildup in your system so you don't get the bends. You gotta, there's limits we have to abide by here.
Yeah. So, like, we want to keep you in a safe state. So, like, you know, like not New Jersey.
Okay, you're not helping, Bill, really.
Not helping.
You're not helping at all. All right, so you're a G-diver.
Yes.
All right, let's do an hour surfer's interval. So you go to the left,
yep.
or go I mean go to the right,
yep.
And you find an hour, and then it'll give you a range. Like, so your surfer's interval for an hour will be what range? From what, 60 minutes or 59 or
This is both
54.
Terrible teaching and horrible radio at
well,
the
I'm
exact
trying to explain.
Same time. We've got the one of the two guys that's talking is 150 yards away from a microphone, just shouting.
Greg, how many feet does he have to be away from the microphone and still be heard?
No, the key here is for him not to be heard.
Oh.
Because, I know he doesn't know what he's doing yet. So,
Greg,
I figured he
on
would
top
just...
of everything else, you're actually shielded. You can't even see what he's looking at on the chart. So if he was just pointing at the wrong thing, you can't even see it because you've got the cover of your hard case open and he's behind it. So
I don't need to see it. Here's the thing.
He wrote it.
You know, each and every person, when you start your dive class, it is really up to that person to take the personal responsibility to learn this stuff. I can't make you learn this as your dive instructor. You have got to learn this on your own. And you know, you can't be spoon-fed.
Which part of instructor are you defining as, you learn it and I'll tell you if you have? Which part of the word dive instructor are you defining by?
Well, because, you know, the way the material's laid out, it's very straightforward. You read the book, you answer the questions, and either you understand it or you don't. If there's things you don't understand, then
so
you come
you
to me.
So you a proctor?
Yes.
All right, I have to defend Greg here. Bill, you're being a little harsh. You're being a little harsh. Bill, what is a thermocline?
A thermocline is a change in temperature in the water.
Wrong.
I don't care.
It's the chilling effect you feel on your checkout dive when you look around and you can't find your dive instructor. Know that well, Patrick.
It's thermocline, not thermocline, I guess. But, okay, we'll go with that. But, yeah. you know, the thing is, but that's really my thing about it. When I'm teaching someone,
So your thing about teaching is not teaching.
No, I want them to learn it on their own. I want them to work through the trial and error to figure out if they can get this on their own. And then if there's some things that they need clarified or, you know, reinforced because there's some issue or element that they don't get, then sure, I'll jump in and help them out. Now, and he got a little tripped up on the dive tables, and that's what I was trying to work through. We started through a one dive and a surface interval, and then you just build from there, and he can go to the workbook for
Pat
that.
Riley can't shoot the basketball. He can't pass. He can't dribble.
True. See?
All he can do is lay out the game plan.
That's right. And the coach can just give him some ideas. And play like, hey, you're doing that wrong.
Jump up and down and scream and wear a tie.
Okay. They do that in basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, kids, if I were you, what I would do is I would try and take that round thing and put it into the hole. And I would do that a lot because I think that will help you win.
Yeah, if you do that more than the other team, you win.
The more points you score, the better your chances are of beating the other team. So go out there and do it. Go out there and do it. Go and put that round thing into the round hole. Go and do it.
And wear big shorts.
Go and do it.
Bill, I can read you the symptoms of decompression and illness till I'm blue in the face, but you're not going to learn it for real until I pull your weight belt off and let you shoot to the surface.
I don't use that technique. Ever since I taught Jimmy the Bubble Boy
scared
how to dive,
straight.
I quit doing that.
What about Kelly?
Well, okay, her and you.
To be honest, that's not what he was fumbling around for when he released your weight belt.
Hey, quit it. But, okay.
That was
my
the current.
My point is, as a dive
strong
instructor, and this is more of my personal philosophy, than anything else, because you can, as a dive instructor, when you're teaching an open water course like that, you can literally take them through the course material just like you would in a classroom. And that is one approach to teaching. My approach is I give you the material, you read it, and you get it. Because I really, this is the personal responsibility part of learning to dive and taking responsibility for your own actions from my perspective. Because if you don't and you rely on someone else to like show you how to do this as opposed to you actually really learning it, it's not going to...
The one really complicated part, which is reading the chart,
yeah,
which honestly, and you don't need to agree with me on this, but it is the most pointless part of the dive training because you do have to understand the concept of diving, releasing nitrogen, diving, adding nitrogen.
Right.
You have to understand that conceptually, but reading the chart in no way helps you read your dive computer.
No.
And he's going to have a dive computer.
True.
And he's also going to have a paper chart because of who he is, but you'd think he'd actually embrace this more.
But it's a base of knowledge that helps you to be a better diver and that kind of thing. All right, we'll cover this and a lot more today on The Big Show. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Dive into Dominica. Right now, Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering an exceptional summer dive package. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $925. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and dive into Dominica now. Offer ends September 30th. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Mr. Hemming, take her down. Make your depth 150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10 degree down bubble. Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along to 1MC. Over the main ballast tank fin.
Aye, sir. Pass you the word.
I want to feel alive, knowing to drive, so I can dive. I want to dive today. I want to dive today.
Bad.
I want to dive today. I want to dive today. Yeah.
How about if we dive tomorrow? Because we got to do this radio show today. And that is the plan. The crew and I are heading down to South Florida. I'm going to do some dive instruction Sunday and Monday. And then Tuesday, Florida spiny lobster season starts. The opening of the main season starts Tuesday at midnight. And CJ, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and myself are booked on a boat with Jeff down there at South Florida Diving Headquarters. I think Barry's going to join us as well, our South Florida Scuba Radio correspondent. And we're going to go down there and slay the lobster.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. So we have big plans this week. And we got to talk about that. By the way, Jerry Hall, who we had on last week or tried to talk to underwater, who was breaking or going for the underwater world record. That's pretty much how it went. Thanks for that replay there, Bubble Boy. And it was It was difficult to hear him, so we're gonna talk to him today because he did he broke his record. He did it. I think more than a day or so after the current record. So it was like ridiculous, like 5-6 days. But we're gonna talk to him a little bit later on the show today. But let's talk about these lobsters. It's time for the Lobster Slayer to return, and that would be me, just in case you're keeping count, because I have a cape. I have a cape, a looper, and a big tub of butter, and evidently a sidekick, a bug boy. So it's the Lobster Slayer and Bug Boy. You two are going to fight it out. Whoever catches the most lobster will earn the title of Bug Boy.
I didn't know we were going to do this.
Yeah, well, that's how I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Not the Bugger Boy, it's the Bug Boy.
Bug Boy. You know, they call lobsters bug, so the Lobster Slayer does need a sidekick. So a Lobster Slayer and Bug Boy.
So does that mean if Jimmy gets it, then he will no longer be Bubble Boy. He'll be Bug Boy.
But if you get it, then we'll be Bubble Bugger Boy.
I need a name, so I really need it.
Well, no, Jimmy will still remain Bubble Boy outside of lobster season, but during lobster season,
you
if
bastard.
He gets so more lobster
track.
Than you,
all right.
Then he will earn the the superhero name of Bug Boy.
If it makes a difference, CJ, I always think of you as Maurice.
What?
I don't know what he...
Because I sing of the pompatus of love?
That
maybe.
You do.
Oh.
Could
Thank
be.
You. Thank you, Mr. Miller.
Wow. You guys are old. Anyway...
Wait a minute. You're older than I am.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even make a reference
many,
like that.
Many 50. Years.
Wow.
Many years.
Yeah. You got to be old to be hip to their jive. Anyway...
You are one hep cat.
These kids with their slang today.
It's hip to be square.
All right, so that's the challenge. Who will
Bug
take
Boy.
Home the title of Bug Boy?
Now there's pressure.
There should be. You're a diver. You're under pressure. Just like,
nah, man. It should just know. Be just chill.
Well, no. I mean, there are several atmospheres of pressure at 60 feet.
Yeah, but I don't feel it, man.
Well,
I don't feel that, man.
You know, the
you know,
thing
I
is,
just, I clear my sinuses and I'm all good. You know,
the thing is, though, during lobster season, it's a different type of diving. I mean, yes, you're supposed to stay calm, cool, and collected. And that will help you when you're trying to coax lobsters out from under their ledges or holes if you see them in such crevices there in the reef.
You know what the hardest thing for me is? When
What's
I get
that?
Frustrated and I can't swear underwater.
Of course you can.
Because that's a release valve.
Hand signals.
No, you can swear. I've heard so many people curse underwater. It's not even funny.
Really? Hey,
actually, I have several times when the few and far between moments when the lobsters have escaped my noose.
You can just kind of go.
No, you can pretty much understand exactly what I'm saying, which explains why I can't repeat it. Yeah, it's amazing how clear you can speak underwater if you give it a little effort.
So you're saying you are good with talking with something?
Well, I can do it. I've seen other people do it, and yeah, I'll just keep it going. We'll just keep that one going. But anyway, the pressure's on for you guys to fight it out for the title.
Is there a cape?
There could be a cape.
There
could be
tights.
There could be a. There could be a specter.
Tights that are really leggings.
Antenna. There's
I mean,
antenna
you know, Lobster Slayer, I do have a cape. And
Codpiece?
Maybe that's what we need for Bug Boy.
A cummerbund?
A cummerbund. Sea cucumberbund.
Whatever it takes to get you into the mode of attack when it comes attacking the lobsters. You know, in a responsible
I've already got enough motivation to just want to take some of these tails home and eat them.
I just stuffed my BC with shrimp pellets. And
ooh, that's what that smell
cheating.
Is.
That's cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, that won't help. You have to become one with a lobster. You have to think like a lobster. And that way you will
You know,
have
that explains
much
a lot, food. Because I've often thought that you had the brain power of a crustacean.
Well, thank you. I think. Wait.
So I have to hide under the rocks and be terrified when I see Greg coming.
My suit is an old car hood, and I just lay on the floor of the ocean and wait for them to crawl under to me.
Well, okay, that could be an outfit, maybe. You know, your cape, you drape it out there like a, you know, a flat surface that the lobster can hide behind, and little do they know, it's a trap!
Because I know it's illegal, right? You can't have things out there. Like,
no.
But if you're wearing it, it's a costume. No, officer, this is a costume.
Which may get you sent to a different portion of confinement, may, not necessarily jail.
I've been there before. But,
the padded room.
Yeah.
It's part of thinking like a lobster, freaking out during a storm.
Would that
help?
Well, what you would normally do, you would find similar people like yourself, and you'd bunch
crawl
together, and then you would march
across the street.
Exactly.
No particular direction.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe, you know, that would probably help us getting in the, you know, the proper frame of mind as a lobster. It's kind of, yeah, you know, when it storms up, it's kind of stormy.
It was raining on the way in.
Yeah, and we did kind of huddle. I think it's just a natural type of
huddle or cuddle.
Little column A, little column B.
Yeah.
Cuddle.
I missed that. I wasn't here yet.
Oh. The huddle cuddle.
Well.
Is that why you guys are all sweaty?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's butter.
Oh, boy.
Cover yourself in butter. Think like a lobster.
Take a bath in sea salt.
Now, the butter's, that's their kryptonite. They don't like, they obviously, they
actually,
shun the
boiling
butter.
Hot water is their kryptonite, I'll be honest. The butter doesn't really do them in.
Or a real hot oven. Or a grill.
A grill or a boiling pot of water. That's the old standby.
Looper!
Grab your looper, grab your tickle stick. Whoa, hey now! Yeah, be careful where you stick that thing.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Pressure is on. Captain Patrick today is getting ready to do his open water, patio open water final exam while we do the show today. I asked him, I said, okay, what do you think? Are you ready? He goes, I don't know.
Calm and cool, man.
Is that it?
That's
calm and cool?
The enthusiasm,
the confidence, coming from him right now is concerning.
Well, now,
Tad.
Actually, there's really one of three ways you can go. Now, he's chosen what I would consider the third choice, which is to feign indifference. But you could say, yeah, I'm good. I'm ready. And then if you fail, you look like a moron. So, I mean, I would say don't go that route. And the other way is to say, I have no idea what I'm talking about. This is, I don't know. And then you seem kind of like a baby. So I think he's actually chosen the best route, which is to feign indifference.
A baby what?
A baby baby.
Baby harp seal.
Baby human?
We'll go with human.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, really, it's a guess. Let's be honest.
He's hard to read.
But you're ready, right? I think the
you
feign
give
indifference
okay, he
is
says
the way
he's
to go.
Ready. So we're going to set him up with his patio open water final exam, have him do this while we're doing the show.
Now,
hopefully by
I,
the end of the
I'm
broadcast,
concerned
we
about,
will know.
About the technique you're using to give him immediate feedback as to whether his answer is right or wrong, because I think the draw of power from that shocking machine is actually going to affect the broadcast quality.
I think
if he gets a question wrong, I think it's going to get us off the
air.
No,
we've hooked it up to Greg's car battery. We're all good. Has nothing completely independent.
Right, and for the record, that's not for him. That's for me. I've just gotten kind of accustomed.
It's what gives Greg his secret lobster slayer power.
It's true. It's either, you know, a French vanilla frappuccino or electric shock therapy. Kind of keeps me on edge and upbeat for this little radio show we do every week. And all I can say is I'm sorry, as I always do. All right, look, we got a Dan tip, and then we also have the world record diver, Jerry Hull, joining us for an update on his latest accomplishment. Stick around. Coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 81. Sure, fish smell, but you would too if you had to swim around in your own urine day after day.
Oh, gnarly!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for a real Dan Good diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Here's a question for you, Nick.
Yeah, what's that?
What is a good diver?
Well, that's a good question. What do you think it is?
Well, it's not a technical cave diving instructor with thousands of dives under his weight belt.
Well, hopefully he is, but I'm thinking that's not the kind of good diver you're talking about.
Nope, I'm talking about the kind of good diver every diver can be from the day they are certified.
Which is an excellent thing for every diver to realize. There are a number of things every diver can do towards being good, most of which has to do with common sense and a safety-oriented mindset. For example, a good diver is someone who completes the training for the diving they want to do.
No going with that cave diving instructor with only an open water card, right?
Right. And after the training is completed, a good diver follows that training.
Because, believe it or not, instructors are not making up the rules they teach for their own amusement.
No, they're not. You're an instructor. What's one of the first rules you teach?
Plan the dive and dive the plan.
Exactly. A plan profile is useless if the diver ignores it when they go underwater. A good diver knows and sticks to the plan.
How about showing up at the dive properly equipped?
Oh, that's a good one. A good diver doesn't show up planning to share his buddy's computer or compass. In fact, a good diver has all the equipment needed for the dive.
And takes care of that equipment.
Yes, he does.
What else?
A good diver stays up to date on diving, continues their education, refreshes and practices their skills on a regular basis, reads magazines and books.
Listens to scuba radio?
Well, sure. That one goes without saying.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a no-brainer. These tips are gold. So to get back to this one, a good diver understands that the buddy system is a backup to self-reliance and responsibility. It's up to every diver out there to take responsibility for him or herself and what they bring to the dive. There are a lot of safety precautions out there to help you if you get into trouble, but a good diver does their part to avoid the problems in the first place.
So of all the characteristics you listed here today, which one would you say contributes the most to avoiding those problems?
I think that's the easiest answer of all, and the one that encompasses everything we talked about here. The defining characteristic of a good diver is one who checks their ego at the door. Letting ego be part of your diving leads to all sorts of bad decisions, including costly safety shortcuts, and leaving it home allows you to adopt all of the practices that characterize a good diver.
I think that says it all. You don't have to be a scuba guru to be a good diver. Everyone has the potential. A good diver is primarily someone with common sense, solid training, and a healthy mindset. Adopt the characteristics of a good diver, and you'll not only stay safer, you'll get even more out of a sport with a lot to offer. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right. You know, you got to be safe when you're going for lobster. This is, unfortunately, one of the most dangerous times of the year for divers to get back in the water because you got a lot of folks that haven't been diving in a while. Want to go after these Florida spiny lobster. Obviously, we're talking about Florida, but this happens in California and all over the country, depending on the location you're at, where they're, you know, you're hunting for lobsters or stone crab claws or whatever. If you're into that type of diving, or spearfishing for that matter, you know, you got to get your gear set up, make sure it's all set to go, and stay safe.
You know what? If we don't catch a single lobster, I'd be fine with, like, buried treasure.
Okay. Well, that's, you know.
Either or.
Your expectations are.
Either or.
Are right there in line with what I would prefer as well, I think. If I didn't get lobster, I'd settle for buried treasure. Why not?
And, of course, what you're bringing up is it's not just about the preparation, too. It's actually diving your plan. I think if you get into the point where the three of you are underwater for 40 minutes and you haven't found any lobster, that's when you start making decisions which don't make a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? No, I know you don't know what I'm saying as the lobster slayer, but, you know, these two are going to be in competition with one another, trying to become bug boy, and it's important when you're getting near the end of your dive, if you haven't accomplished everything you'd hoped to, that you abandon your secondary goal, which is to find lobster.
Well, no,
your primary goal, which is to return to the boat safely.
Well, this is true.
Good point.
And what we're talking about is fighting for the title of bug boy, whoever catches most lobster. And if we don't see a lobster, then it'll be the person who makes it back to the boat alive.
Booby prize.
I didn't think we were going to bring a crustacean egg-bearing woman.
He's suffering from estrogen narcissus.
Yeah. No, we're thinking there could be a third.
Crustacean egg-bearing. I think they're actually avians. Crustaceans are what we call lobster and such.
Yeah.
Boobies are birds. They're avians, not crustaceans.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
They are. They're birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a tertiary goal.
That's
which
awesome.
Is, now, since you're looking for lobster, and this always happens to me,
yeah.
Since you're down there, you know, you're peeking in all the little cracks and crevices,
yeah.
Always see eels. So my third goal is not to get bit by an eel.
Yeah, don't stick your hand in a crack or you might not
get
it back.
Whenever I'm getting down and dirty down there, you know, when you're really looking for lobster, man, you always see those eels pop out at you. They're like, hey, what are you doing in my home? Hey.
It looks like an eel.
Then I go,
where's the video camera?
Nothing, sir. My fault.
He actually looked like an eel.
How do you do that? That is
crazy. He practices in front of a mirror for at least 45 minutes.
That's amazing.
Every day.
I'm full of worthless
eels. Well, yeah, you know, if the lobsters are in a hole or under a coral head, I always make it a point to look very, very well before I'll stick my hand up in there.
No, I'm not saying stick your hand in there. I'm saying when I'm just looking.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking in the big old crack.
Right.
And you, hey! Wrong hole!
I don't
moron!
Know. This just
ain't no lobster in here. Back on up.
I'm
wondering how many times he's heard that exact exchange from someone with that same voice.
In my head, that's what they sound like.
I've been underwater. I think that's exactly how they sound.
Not just underwater.
Open up any dive magazine when you see a picture of the eel. Hey!
Wrong hole. Back
up. Nice. Well, yeah, you got to be careful with that stuff as a bottom line. But, yeah, you know, plan your dive and dive the plan. Now, our plan will be to fight it out over the title of Bug Boy. And if you don't see a lobster, we'll have to have a plan B. If you don't see a lobster, you know.
Spear guns at 20 paces.
Butter wrestling.
Cut your buddy's air hose. Achilles heel. And then he swims around in circles, and you swim back to the boat, and you earn the title.
Very safe to me.
I've converted my tickle stick into a bang stick.
Okay. Just don't.
Now you just lost the element of surprise.
Yeah, you're right.
Now I'm expecting it.
Darn,
well done.
Darn.
Okay. Well, we're going to find lobster, I think. We will. But we're safe about it. We have fun. That's what it's all about, is having fun with it. But you want to do it in a safe way.
So where are you diving, by the way?
South Florida Diving Headquarters. We're going to talk to Captain Cocktail here a little bit later on in the show today.
You know what's cool about this?
Yeah.
First and only time I ever caught lobster successfully was with South Florida.
On Jeff's boat.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
returning
actually,
to the scene of the crime.
Well, actually, we're heading out onto his new one, the Black Pearl.
Cool.
So we're supposed to, you know, talk like pirates. We're going to get the lobster.
Very similar to the eel.
Yeah, and the first time I ever caught lobster, Barry was there, and he's going to be there this time.
Yes.
So I got that going for
Ooh,
me.
Ooh, you know, I didn't realize that. Barry's going to be competing for the title of a Bug Boy now, too, probably, or trying to sabotage you. I don't know. Could Bug Boy have an assistant? Is that possible? Or that kind of goes outside the superhero?
A sidekick with an assistant. No, you don't have a sidekick with an assistant. You have a sidekick and a butler.
Well, I'm just trying to be, you know, politically correct. Making it easier on you two. I mean, I don't want to add too much pressure to earning the title of Bug Boy. And both of you guys are going to be looping or netting and tickling. Which type of
tickling and
technique are you going to?
Tickle, stick, and a net.
You're going to be a tickler.
I never did get around to getting a loop.
Yeah. What about you, Bubble Boy?
Stick. I used to net, but I'm going to start looping this time.
He's gonna loop.
Do you have a loop?
No, I'm going to get one.
No, you son of a bitch.
When Greg's not looking.
Yeah. Wait, you're gonna steal my looper?
Yep.
No, you're not.
It's the lucky looper of the Lobster Slayer.
Yeah, there's no luck involved. This is pure skill, years of practice, fine-tuning.
His gilded looper.
My, see, it lights up, too. I put the, it's kind of like a little bling.
We'll come back to more of the perfect testing environment here on Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio. com.
Take it on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ
the Bug Boy.
Yo, you're calling.
Wow.
All right, Jimmy and CJ are going for the title of Bug Boy.
You're going down, mister.
When we go hunt for lobsters down in South Florida. We'll
maybe
get to that
we can
here.
Both be Bug Boys. Be Bug Boys with a Z.
Bug Boys to men?
No,
I don't think so.
Nah.
Bug Boys Boy! To lobsters later.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But we'll talk about that in just a bit. First, we have Jerry Hall, who is now the world record holder of the world's longest dive in freshwater, I believe. Is that
once
right, Jerry?
Once again, the world record holder.
Well, once again.
Once
right.
again.
Reclaimed that title. Jerry, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it, man. So, you got the title. Give me the official count. How long were you underwater this week? Because it was, what, 4 days, 5 days?
It was it's actually 6 days.
Six days.
Wow. 145 hours, 31 minutes, and 23 seconds.
Nice. Well, congratulations. But, has it been officially recognized and all that stuff yet, or are you still working through all that?
No. It'll take me a couple months.
It'll take a couple months to make that happen. Okay. Got it.
Right. They have to review.
They got to watch the video and then... confirm the time and all that good stuff. I hear you. All right, so you got out of the water on Friday, yesterday, after doing this for almost an entire week. Walk through some of the some of the process that you went through here, because you started last Saturday. You're in the water. Take us through the beginning, because how deep did you go for this entire thing? First of all, it was only what, 15 feet, maybe not even that, was it?
15 foot, yeah. We 20-foot for 20 minutes to start it out to make okay. an official dive.
Okay, gotcha.
And then we moved platform or platforms on 15-foot, and so we took 15-foot of water for the remainder.
Yeah.
It's 15-foot.
And then Friday, you had to actually start coming up and the process to even after, you know, 6 days or 5 or 6 days underwater, it took how many hours for you to actually come to the surface? You had to go very slow, even though you were so shallow. You still had some decompression issues.
It took about 7-8 hours to come up because it's come about a foot per hour.
Okay.
So we started out, or we started our
7 or 8 hours. Wow, that's crazy. But, I mean, were you bored? Or what? I mean, what are you doing to pass the time while you're underwater for 6 days?
I watched TV. I had a TV this time, and I was able to watch. I watched movies the whole time I was underwater.
Ah, okay. So you just you caught up on, you know, the latest episodes of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
and God knows what
else. Others, I watched Fast and Furious.
How about that?
So pretty much,
I watched it a couple of times. It was actually pretty good.
So you spent 6 days underwater, watching movies, eating popcorn. How much do you weigh now? 350?
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I missed was beer and hot dogs, so yeah.
Yeah, well, but, you probably don't.
I lost about 15 pounds on the situation, but hey,
really?
It's all good. We're having a big celebration. Barbecue took off tonight, so band, music, barbecue, and beer. So I think I'm going to get my 15 pounds back.
Well, there you go. Yeah, barbecue and beer. That you can definitely rack up a good 5-10 in one night setting.
Now, the whole time you were underwater, you just stayed on that platform. I mean, after the initial 20 minutes, you didn't take time off and say, you know what, I think I'll just go and swim around for a while.
Yeah. What about that? Did you do any plan?
One time, did for a swim. The lines. We had ropes, just same as going through the caves and all that. We had it all lined, so we had it, and we just went and made a big loop. It was about a 10-minute loop. We made that, and it helped him
after that, he's like, "Hey, my show's on. Let me get back to the TV." Invisibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Visibility wasn't very good either. It wasn't, from what I could see on some pictures. I mean, what did you have, like 10, 15 foot of vis, if that, or what?
Oh, no. We had maybe 4 or 5 foot of visibility.
Oh, wow. So you're basically in solitary confinement for 6 days, it sounds like to me. But with a TV. And when you're that close, it was a big screen almost.
But I could stand, I stood right beside a TV, and I could see it.
Yeah.
But, it's basically like solitary confinement. My divers would come down, and sometimes I didn't even know they were platforming with me because they'd be on the other side of the platform.
Right.
And then I would move around. They would make a motion towards me, so going great.
Yeah. So none of them actually spooked you, though. They ended like, hey, oh, hey, oh,
no.
And trying to keep you awake, that kind of thing.
Oh, no. My girlfriend, who has never dove, who has never been in around scuba, she got her certification during all of this.
So she could dive?
While we were doing this, and I was, it took me to death to turn around and see her standing there. I was so excited.
Oh, hey. I'm sorry, when you were doing the dive.
Yeah, Bill, don't go
not
there.
Not when you
really?
Were doing it. I'm
seriously?
Sorry. Wow.
Yeah,
that's,
just stop.
That's a different story.
Stop.
But
yeah. Okay. Well, it's an amazing feat. Jerry Hall, worldrecorddive.com. You can go there and get all the information on this effort. Great job, Jerry. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, his phone, I think, got a little water in it.
That's,
you know, after 6 days, things like that. But we got it. It was better than last week, so we'll go with that. All right, more lobster diving. Patrick doing his open water final exam. That's coming up in hour two. Stick around, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot,
hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, h Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.